首先非常高兴今天能够在这里跟大家一起来庆祝圣诞节。
First of all, I'm so happy and thrilled to be able to celebrate Christmas among you.
这个场合让我们感到心里非常温暖。
And this occasion warms us greatly.
我们坐在这里的就好像在享受神的家里面带来给我们的那种
we are sitting here,
特别的气氛。
We are sitting here in this precious atmosphere. It's like we enjoy the warmth of God's kingdom.
当主耶稣基督来到这个世界上的时候
When our Lord came into this world,
当然我们明白他要带来给我们救恩
Of course, we knew that he's going to bring us salvation.
但是从另外一个角度来看
From another angle,
主耶稣基督他是要来收割庄稼。
Our Lord came to reap His harvest.
主耶稣在世界上三年半的时间，你看到主耶稣的工作。
In the three and a half years, our Lord, in this world, we have seen His work.
他就是在收割成熟的庄稼。
He was harvesting the ripe crops.
所以主耶稣叫做庄稼的主。
And we also call him the Lord of the crops.
那他所做的也是我们的榜样。
Whatever he did set up a good example for us.
但是主耶稣没有停在这里。
But our Lord Jesus did not stop there.
他希望他的门徒跟随他。
And he hoped that his disciples follow him.
一起来成为这个收割庄稼的团队。
Together in a team that harvesting the crops.
那这个团队从2000年前开始，一直到今天都还没有停止。
And this team hasn't been stopping to work since 2000 years.
这个收割不是说只是现在我们坐在这里的这个教会而已。
And this harvest does not mean the church that is sitting here.
这个收割发生在全世界每一个地方每一个角落
And this harvest takes place in every corner on the face of this earth
所以你们可以了解这样子的收割需要一个多么大的一个团队
And so that you already know what a big team it requires to achieve this goal
今天我们要从一个故事我们来思想这个题目
Today we are going to reflect upon this from a story
那就是我们刚刚所念的经文，这个五千两、两千两、一千两。
This is also the story of the that we just read, five talents and two talents and one talent.
这个故事我们非常熟悉。
We are very familiar with this story.
我们知道我们每个人都有不同的恩赐。
We know that we all have talents, different talents.
有的人恩赐比较多，比较大。
And some people have more and bigger talents.
有些人是有一些，有些人很少。
Some people have less, some people have the least.
那这个故事就告诉我们说，果然五千两的，他就又赚了五千两。
And this story tells us the more talents you have, the more you should have made.
五千两赚了五千两，两千两也赚了两千两。
The person who has five talents made another five talents.So did the person who has two talents.
这个我们都了解了。
We already know that.
但是第三个人一千两。
But the third person with one talent.
他有没有去赚一千两
？But is he going to make another one talent?
圣经里告诉我们没有。
No, he didn't. The Bible told us.
哎，这很奇怪了。
And this is a little strange.
因为一千两再去赚一千两，应该是很。Reasonable, 很合理的，不是说很要求特别。
It is really obvious and reasonable for the person with one talent to make another talent.
所以今天我们要来思想的，其实是这个一千两的。
And today we're going to think why he didn't do it.
Yeah. 你即使看现在或者教会历史来看的话
，If you look at this issue from the angle of church history,
在我们所看到的。这些基督徒里面
from all the Christians that we've seen
有一千两的才干的人有多少
How many people who have only one talent
可能很少
I think probably very few
恐怕连百分之一都没有。
Probably less than 1%。
恐怕更少。
Maybe even less。
就好像今天我们各位所知道，美国有很多很大的教会，几千上万个人的教会的牧师，大概就是这个五千两。
It's pretty much like all the pastors in the all the mega churches in the United States, and those people are like people who have five talents.
他们有很大的恩赐，神使用他们做了很大的工作。
They have big talents, so our Lord used them to achieve great cause.
这就包括过去宣教历史上很多宣教的伟人都是五千两的意思。
And these also included the very ancient seminaries, missionaries who achieved great job in their ministries.
好，那再来看两千两银子的。
Let's take a look at the people who have two talents.
两千两银子代表是什么样的人？
What is it, do these people refer to?
当然不是这百分之一的，我们跟着两千两银子就可以说大部分的基督徒或者是说成熟的基督徒都是两千两。
Maybe this refers to the majority of mature Christians among us who have two talents.
对我来讲，我想一想，我大概不是五千两的。
As far as I'm concerned, I'm probably not among those who have five talents.
但是也许可以够得上两千两。
Maybe I can be qualifying for the two talents.
但是这个还不一定。
I'm not sure.
你收获多少不是今天决定的。
Whatever you can harvest is not determined by you today.
你收获多少要等到你主人回来的时候，算账的时候才算。
And the result of your harvest will be determined upon the return of your owner, your master.
不是今天，因为你还有机会，还可以再赚更多。
It is not done today because you still have time and opportunity to achieve more.
不过，假使至少你认真的在做，在赚的话，哎，那你是有希望。
As long as you treat your job seriously and work serious hard enough,You can have opportunity to double what you have.
但是一千两银子的呢？
But what about that person who has only one talent?
记得哈，今天我们在这里讲这个故事里，五千、两千、一千，都是讲的是基督徒。
And let's remember, let's not forget that we talk about this story to refer to our all Christians.
这些基督徒都是神要用的人。
And these are the Christians that our Lord wants to use them.
神交代他们要努力为他做事。
Lord puts them to work and tell them what to do.
他就离开了。
And our Lord left.
但是他有一天会回来。
But one day, he will be back.
他回来的时候，他圣经告诉我们，就要跟他们算账。
And when our Lord comes back, he is going to settle.
就像我们今天这样子，我们在等待主耶稣基督再来。
It's pretty much like we are today waiting for our Lord's return.
我们今天在这所做的就是要等到那一天。
And whatever we do serves to that day.
圣经上用的字是相当有趣的。
And the rhetoric, authors of the Bible use a very quite interesting.
五千两银子的人赚了五千两。圣经说，这个主人对他说，良善有忠心的仆人，他说，你在不多的事上忠心。
And the person who made 5,000, when the owner returns, the owner said, you are a good-hearted servant. You made your job double.
不是，在不多的事上忠心。
And you have an honest heart, a sincere heart in fewer things.
所以在这个主人的眼光里面
，In the eyes of this owner,
赚了五千两，对这个主人来讲不算是什么大事。
Making another five talents is not a big deal for him.
但是主人就很高兴。
But the master was very happy.
所以他说要把更多的事要派你管理，然后他说进来享受主人的快乐。
And he also tell him to entrust him with more job and ask him to enjoy the results of the job.
主人虽然知道他所做的不是什么大事。
The master even knows that whatever the servant did is not a big deal.
但是他愿意 跟他一起享受他的快乐。
But the master would really like to enjoy the happiness with his servant.
同样的事也发生在两千两银子这个仆人。
And the same thing happened to the person who has two talents.
就像我们基督徒在服侍神的时候
，It's pretty much like us, our Christians.
当我们把最我们最好的摆上的时候
，We offer when we offer our best.
我们所摆上的对神来讲。其实不是什么大事。
Whatever our best offerings are not meaning too much to him.
但是神不因为你摆上的是怎么样的，他就看不起，看不起。
But Lord did not look down upon you based on what you offer him.
他愿意我们一起享受他的快乐。
And our Lord is happy that we share his joy with him.
就像将来主耶稣再来的时候也是一样，他看我们所做的，他要让我们跟他享受将来在天上的快乐。
Pretty much like when our Lord comes back, when he sees what we do, he is very happy to share with us and to let us share with him whatever his glory is.
所以这个事情让我就想起来说，我们尽量来服侍神的时候呢，
This reminds us that when we serve our Lord, we need to do our best.
不管我们再怎么样努力，再怎么做，
No matter how hard we try,
其实对神来讲都不是什么大事。
As a matter of fact, this is not a big deal for him.
但是神很高兴。
But we need to remember he's happy that we do that.
因为我们忠心了。
Because we have our heart on it.
他有托付的时候你做到了就是忠心。
When he entrusts us to do things and we did it, that means we have honesty in our heart.
所以其实我们不要因为我们做了什么事我们来说神会不会喜欢。
And we cannot say that our Lord likes us, on the basis of what we did.
所以有时候我在想假使这个一千两银子他也努力去赚一千两的时候。
But sometimes I'm thinking, I'm asking myself, if this person with one talent, he also tried his best to make another talent,
这主人也会很高兴。
I'm sure that his master would be very happy.
所以今天重点我们来看这个一千两银子。
Now, today's focus of the sermon, let's take a look at this person with one talent.
也可以这样说，我们每一个基督徒都是从一千两银子开始的。
And we can also say that every single Christian of us, we started with one talent.
开始的时候你是一千两。
When we start with one talent,
当你赚的多了以后主人就变成给你两千两银子这个责任。
When you double your profit, and the master will give you more to do.
然后就五千两。
And then reaches 5,000 talents.
不过这一个假设是，当你做一千两的银子，你有忠心。
And this story is based on the hypothesis that.You do one talent, you have an honest heart in it.
你才有可能变成两千两银子的仆人。
Therefore, you have the possibility to becoming a person with two talents.
那圣经里讲的这个一千两银子，这个人他是没有做到。
And we know that the story in the Bible, that this one, the person with one talent did not achieve it.
主人对这个一千两银子他很失望，不是因为他没有赚到一千两。
The Lord is disappointed with this person with one talent, not because he did not make another talent.
而是因为他根本连做都没有做。
And it is because he never achieved his job.
他把银子就埋在土里面。
He hid his talent into the ground.
所以当我们看我们自己的时候，
Therefore, when we are looking at ourselves,
我们看世界上的基督徒的时候，
when we look at all Christians on the face of this earth,
我们可以说我们大部分人其实就是一千两银子。
We can safely to say that the majority of us are people like the person who, with one talent.
我刚刚已经说了，五千两银子可能只有百分之一。
I just already said that the people with five talents probably not even more than 1% of us.
两千两银子大概是百分之十啊。
And people with two talents probably represent 10% of us.
这是推理出来的，因为大部分人说教会里10%做90%的工作，所以2000年大概就是10%。
This is my personal supposition because people always say that 10% of people in the church only are always doing 90% of church jobs.
那剩下的人都是一千两。
And the rest of us are the people with one talent.
但是我们的神并没有看清一千两银子。
But our Lord did not neglect those people with one talent.
教会或者是神的教会要增长。
And the church and of our Lord is going to increase.
需要一个团队。
And the church needs a team to grow.
5000两有了。
And when we have five talents and five people of two talents,
还是不够。
But that's not enough.
神要的是整个团队，包括一千两，全部都要动员起来。
And we know that our Lord wants the whole team, including people with only one talent.
今天我是要鼓励各位。
Today, I try to encourage everyone.
也许你可以在自己心里面想一想。
And maybe you can ponder upon this in your heart.
我想你们大家想了以后都会同意，我是一千两的。
But you all, after thinking, you should agree that I am the person with one talent.
这很容易嘛，假使教会都是二千两银子的话，今天我们教会就已经早就坐满了。
But it's very easy, obvious to say, because if we are all people with two talents, this church would be completely filled.
两千两，譬如说，你就带两个人来信主；五千两，就带五个人来信主，那不是早就坐满了吗
talents, ？You should bring two people to our Lord. If people with five talents should bring five, therefore, this church will be filled out pretty fast.
但是可惜的就是说，那个一千两银子没有带任何人来。
But the pitiful thing is the person with one talent, he did not bring anybody.
所以你用算术算一算，你就可以知道。其实神的教会的成长，这个秘诀是在一千两银子。
And by means of arithmetic, you can see that the secret for church growth is residing with people with one talent.
所以这个收割庄稼是要整个团队都一起动员起来。
It takes a whole team to achieve the harvesting of the crops.
才有办法收割。
And that's the only way we can do the harvesting.
几年前我几次去中国几次台湾来来去去的时候
Many years ago I made profuse trips between Taiwan and mainland China
我就深深的感觉到这个庄稼是真的成熟了
I really have a keen sense that the crops are ripe
但是收割的功能确实很少
But it is really the situation that the laborers are very few.
特别我感受是台湾。
Especially I feel that in Taiwan is the situation.
在台湾，现在你可以说是一个庄稼非常成熟的一个地方。
Well, you can see right now in Taiwan today, the crops are really, really ready to be harvested.
也可以说，只要你出去跟人家传福音，跟人家讲，80%-90%他们都会接受。
That is to say that if you go out to reach them, 80%-90% of the chances they will take our Lord.
这很奇怪，特别是30岁以下的。
And this is really strange, especially for people who are. Under 30.
一直到中学小学都是这样子。
Until, you know, middle school and even elementary school students, they're like that.
我想卢尊恩传道在这里可以给你们做见证。
Brother Zhong En can also witness that.
还有 Grace 姐妹也可以。
Grace, his wife.
所以我今天来就是要跟大家分享主的庄稼已经熟了。
Therefore, today, I came here to share with you that with the news that the crops are ripe.
但是需要工人。
But it takes laborers.
那需要什么工人呢?
What kind of laborers does it take?
需要是一千两银子的工人。
And it especially needs the workers with only one talent.
其实我们虽然讲一千两
Even,、well, you know, we, today we are talking about people with one talent.
但在神的计划里面其实他是要使用一千两的银子让它变成两千两变成五千两
But in the godly plan,、our Lord tried to use people with one talent and make them become people with two talents.
这个在圣经里面就有现成的故事就是保罗巴拿巴和马可的故事
And、in the Bible recorded the same story between Paul, Barnabas and Mark.
当门徒基督徒受到逼迫的时候到处跑的时候跑到安提阿去
And、when Christians were persecuted、they were scattered、around into Antioch
在安提阿基督徒他们非常热心结果、这个事工、大大的发展
In Antioch the Christians were very zealous and、the ministry、was growing fast
所以耶路撒冷教会就差遣一个叫做巴拿巴的这个叫也许是长老到安提阿去看。
Therefore, the church in Jerusalem is sending an elder, his name is Barnabas, to take a look at it.
圣经说这个巴拿巴他是一个就是说很热心而且他很会教导那你也可以说他是一个五千两银子的人。
And in the Bible,Barnabas was depicted as a very warm-hearted person and is very good at teaching.
这个巴拿巴到了安提阿以后
When Barnabas arrived in Antioch,
结果他在那边传讲这个福音就很多人信主
He preached the gospel, a lot of people were saved.
但是他觉得他一个人不够所以他去找保罗在大树的保罗
And, but he felt like, he was not enough, so he went to seek help from Paul.
这时候的保罗，你也可以说他差不多是一个两千两银子。
But you can, reason that Paul at that time, probably measured up to a person with two talents.
因为保罗这个时候，他才刚开始准备好他自己要来服侍神。
Because Paul at that time barely just got himself ready to serve our Lord.
但是巴拿巴认识他，认识保罗。
But Barnabas knew Paul.
他知道他可以为神大大的做事。
Knowing that he could achieve big in God's cause.
所以巴拿巴就保罗带到安提阿，他们在那里一起教导。
Barnabas therefore brought Paul to Antioch to share.
所以你说这样子差不多有一年时间
And that happened for approximately one year
所以我们可以猜在这个一年时间保罗大概就从两千两银子变成了五千两
And then we can reason that during this period of one year Paul has become a five talents from a two talent person
所以这个不管你是几千两不是说固定不变的
But it doesn't really matter how many talents you have
开始的时候少但是你服侍多了你就越来越多
The key is you start with few When you grow you start to have more
然后呢保罗跟巴拉巴在安提阿的教会当时他们是属灵领袖圣灵感动安提阿教会就差遣他们出去宣教
The church of Paul and Barnabas were in Antioch was a big church and they are spiritual leaders so the church sent these two people up to somewhere else to preach the gospel
所以当时他们就出发了然后在半路上的时候他们带上一个人
they took on the journey and on their way they brought another person
这个就是叫马可或叫约翰
this person is Mark
这时候的马可你也可以说他就是等于一千两，他大概什么都不知道。
At that time, Mark was a junior and not knowing much.
但是他们三个人就是一个团队，就出发了。
But these three people formed a team and they set out to work.
圣经告诉我们说，他们建立了好多教会，然后呢，让神的福音大大传开来。
In the Bible, it says that this team has been had worked a lot to set up many churches.And the gospel was widely spread.
这就是合乎 5,000两银子的才干, 他们所做的这个事。
And this corresponds to the talents of people with 5 talents.
后来,
Later on,
在有一次在一个地方, 他们要决定前面要往什么地方去的时候呢,
Later on an occasion when they gathered to discuss to go forward,
巴拉巴, 他说要把马可跟他们去,
And Barnaby want Mark to go with him.
但是保罗说, 这一次我不带马可去,
and Paul said, no, I'm not going to bring Mark with him.
因为以前在有个地方叫庞菲利亚的时候, 这个马可没有跟着他们一起去, 所以保罗认为马可是不能信赖的。
And Paul came to the conclusion that Mark is not a person worthy of trust.
所以你也可以说, 这个马可这时候的表现就好像那个一千两银子人这样。
And you can, we can say that the Mark at that time is equal to the person with 1 talent.
他没有做什么。
And he did not achieve.
以至于保罗不愿意带他一起去。
So that Paul did not want to bring him with him.
所以这个团队就分手了。
And therefore, the team parted there.
巴拉巴带着马可往一边去, 保罗带着希拉往另外一边去。
With Barnaby together with Mark went to somewhere else and Paul go to the other.
但是他们的分手并不是因为事工的分手,而是什么?慌慌的不同。
Their split is not the split of their ministry. Their split is about the ways they go about their ministry.
保罗是一个比较严肃的人。
Paul at that time was regarded as a very serious person.
保罗需要的伙伴是跟他一样非常热心,非常摆上的伙伴。
And Paul needed a person that is just like him, a very committed person.
所以对保罗来讲,他要的人是跟他一样,非常有目标,非常有这个确定这个方向的人。
Paul needs a person just like him, very goal-oriented, very determined.
但是马可摇摆不定的人,对保罗来讲,他没有办法接受。
But Mark is not that kind of person, and Paul cannot take that.
但是巴拉巴来讲,巴拉巴往圣经说他是一个好人。
And Barnaby was recorded as a good person in the Bible.
好人的意思,我想大概就是说,比较 不会看到别人不好的地方吧,
a good person probably means that he doesn't see too many bad things in the person.
反而他看到是马可是一个可以造就的人。
But Barnaby regarded Mark as a person who can be molded into a good person.
所以巴拉巴就负上这个栽培马可的责任。
And therefore, Barnaby bore the responsibility of educating or teaching Mark.
好了,即使故事到这里结束的时候,你就说,哎呀,这个跟圣经讲的五千两,两千两,一千两是一样的。
And if the story ends just here, and you can say, hey, this is the same story with the story in the Bible about that five talents, two talents, and one talent.
但这个故事没有在这里结束。
But the story did not end there.
中间发生了什么样的经过,不太清楚。
Well, whatever happened in between, I wasn't quite sure.
但是我们所知道,这个马可后来怎么样,后来他变成五千两。
But we do know that this Mark has grown into a person with 5 talents.
这个是在这个提摩太后书里面有几章,保罗被关在监狱里面最后那段日子里面。
And this also shown in the book of Timothy 2, Timothy 2, when Paul was in prison.
特别提到马可,
and Mark was mentioned there.
提到马可是说,他说这个马可是在传道的事上对保罗是有益处的。
And they say that in the Bible, verses 11, only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you because he is helpful to men in my ministry.
所以保罗都承认马可在传教的事上对他有益处。
But even Paul recognizes that Mark is very helpful in his ministry.
这保告诉我们说，马可已经克服了他当初那一千两银子的状况。
And then we can see that Mark has already grown into a better person.
成为可以跟保罗一起同工的伙伴。
To be a comparable partner in their ministry.
你也可以说巴拿巴成功了。
And you can, we can also say that Barnaby succeeded in this.
虽然是巴拉巴成功，但是我们知道这是神的作为。
But even though it looks like Barnaby was successful, but indeed it is God's work.
神借着巴拉巴让马可成长起来。
And God turned Mark into a good, a effective worker by Barnaby's job.
这个马可。就是写马可福音的这个马可。
And this Mark is the author of the Gospel of Mark.
所以你很明显看到他原来是一千两。
And you can, we can, it's very easy to see that Mark started with one talent.
后来他成了五千两。
And later on, he became a person with five talent.
所以虽然主耶稣故事是停在那里，但是你知道神的作工是不会停的。
And the story ended there, but God's work never ends.
为什么这个故事会有这样的转折呢？
Why there's a turn in this story?
这个转折就是中间有牵扯到恩赐跟训练。
And this turn is about the training and talent, growth.
教会五千两银子的人他们应该要带领两千两，两千两的应该带领一千两。
So in the church, people with five talents should lead people with two talents, and two people with two talents should help people with one talent.
在这个过程当中，我们要鼓励大家不要怕做错。
In the process, we need to be encouraged not to be afraid of doing wrong things.
做错可以改正。
When you do a wrong thing, you can right it.
但是你什么都不做的话，什么都没有办法进步了。
But if you do nothing, there's absolutely nothing for you to grow.
所以巴拉巴就看到马可的这个塑造性。
And therefore, Barnaby saw that in Mark.
我希望我们在座的也看到其他的弟兄姐妹也有同样的可塑造性。
Therefore, I encourage people among us to look at each other as such.
在这样的认识之下，我们还有一点要注意的，就是说，在事工当中要有共同的目标。
Under all this perspective, we must recognize that we must share a common goal.
在这个团队共同的目标是什么呢？
And what is the common goal of this team?
就是要收割庄稼。
And the common goal is to harvest the crops.
这个收割庄稼，这个在我们另外念的一段经文《马太福音》就讲得很清楚了。
And we can see in the verses that we just read.
九章三十五到三十八节。
And in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 to 38.
主耶稣他自己给我们立了一个榜样。
Our Lord Jesus has set us a good example.
这个榜样也是我们的目标。
And this example is also our goal.
什么目标呢？
What goal is that?
第一，主耶稣走遍各城各乡。
And our Lord traveled to every villages and every towns.
去教训人，去传福音。
To teach people, to spread the gospels.
有医治各样的病。
And he is also healing people with different diseases.
而且他看见许多人怎么样，他就怜悯他们。
And when he sees people, he has mercy on them.
所以这个怜悯其实对我们来讲是一个很重要的动机。
And his mercy from Jesus is a very good motive for us.
我们在这里不是说看到一个人很穷没有饭吃我们怜悯他们，不是这回事。
It's not like when we see a person, hungry person, he has nothing to eat, we sympathize with him. No, it's not like that.
耶稣看到的怜悯这些人是因为他们好像羊没有牧人一样困苦流离。
Our Lord Jesus, when he saw these people, just like a group, a sheep without a shepherd. They are floating around.
这也在讲的是一种属灵上的怜悯。
And this is, we are talking about a spiritual mercy.
你要能够怜悯，从属灵上角度来看，你要明白他们灵命现在的光景。
And when you have spiritual mercy on somebody, you must have a clear idea where they are spiritually.
我在台湾这个看得很清楚。
And when I was in Taiwan, I saw that clearly.
台湾的人，他们是有神。
And people in Taiwan, they do have gods in their heart.
他们也很努力在找神。
And they are very hard seeking the God.
找到了，哎，他们就去崇拜。
And when they find them, they're going to worship them.
也许不管他们找的是什么，他抓的他就敬拜。
Whatever they find, they're going to worship them.
所以在台湾你看到很多庙。
And that's why you see a lot of temples in Taiwan.
里面有很多偶像。
And there are many statues and idols in there.
这就是他们所找到的。
And this is what they found.
他们没有找到真的，就找一个来代替。
They did not find the true God, so therefore, in replacement, they found whatever statue, whatever they have.
这么多人在庙里敬拜，告诉我们说他们很饥渴。
The fact that so many people worshiping gods, that tells us that they are very thirsty spiritually.
但是他们东拜西拜，就好像这里所讲的，他们怎么样？好像羊迷失了。
They worship randomly without knowing the true God, and that's why they are like scattered sheep wandering around.
所以对我来讲，看到他们这样子
，As far as I'm concerned, when I saw them in such a state,
我们心里面应该会有一种感动。
And I have a deep move in my heart.
不敢说是怜悯。
But I cannot say that I have mercy on them.
但是我觉得我们要把福音传给他们。
But I do feel that the need to spread the gospel to them.
要把真的，要把对的事情要教给讲给他们听。
We must tell them, and we must tell them the true gospel, the truth.
因为这样的人在将来是不会进天堂的。
And those people, because those people cannot be saved in heaven.
所以你这样来想的话。你就会有一种紧迫性，你就会觉得要去把他们从那观点当中拯救出来。
If you go from that angle, you will feel a urgency, a sense of urgency in your heart to save his people from their state.
我相信当时主耶稣基督所看到的这些人的光景也是这种光景。
I do believe that whatever our Lord Jesus saw is very similar to what I saw in Taiwan.
所以我们的主耶稣其实他心里是很迫切的。
And I think that in the heart of our Lord, he was very anxious in his heart.
他希望赶快差遣工人去收割这些庄稼。
Hoping that the laborers go out there to harvest.
所以他叫我们要求。
And so they have, he has told us to seek.
所以最少我们可以做的就是要祷告。
And the least thing we can do is to pray.
我们不要说祷告，我是祷告别人。
I'm not saying that you pray for other people.
当然，你可以为别人祷告，求神差派他去。
Of course, you can pray to God to send other people to go.
但是你不要忘记，他也在祷告，求神差你去。
But don't forget that he also prayed to God that to send you over there.
所以还不如自己求神差我去好了。
Well, it's better that you pray to God to send yourself to go.
这样子又快又直接，不用再绕来绕去。
And it's a lot easier to do that way.
是啊，这就是我想我们做一千两，我们有没有看到？
And this is what people with one talent, did we all see that?
我 这里不是在说你一定要去中国、去台湾、东南亚，不是指这样子。
I did not mean that you should go to China, Taiwan, Southeast countries.
而是你要张开你的眼睛，看看你周围的人，你就可以看到哪些是你可以收割的。
And what I mean is, you look at people who surround you to see who you can harvest.
所以，我们各位，我们其实都是一千两。
So therefore, we are all people with one talent.
我们要认识我们一个共同的目标。
We must know our common goal.
就是要收割庄稼。
That is to harvest the ripe crops.
因为我们所称为主的耶稣是庄稼的主。
And we know that our Lord is the Lord of the crops.
我们是主的工人。
We are all His workers, laborers.
我希望你们都可以体会到这一点。我们是跟随主的基督徒。
I hope that we all realize that we are a whole bunch of people who follow Jesus.
我们的主有一个目标，就是要收割庄稼。
Our Lord has a common goal. His goal is to harvest the crops.
作为主的工人，我们也要去收割。
As laborers of our Lord, we must go out there laboring.
也许我们的做法会不一样。
Maybe our ways of going about that are different.
过去有人说，我们就在社区教会传福音就好了，为什么要跑那么远去中国或者大陆、台湾去传
？People say that we can do our harvesting in our neighborhood. Why we go very far to Taiwan and mainland China to do that?
有没有道理呢
？Is that reasonable? Does it make sense?
有一些道理。
It has some validity.
当你没有办法离开你现在的地方 你就不可能去远地。
When you cannot leave your home church, you cannot go very far away.
你可以在你所在的附近同样的做收割庄稼的工人。
You can also achieve the same harvesting in your own turf.
但是不能因为你无法去到远地你就什么都不做。
But you cannot, doing nothing because you can't go very far.
在我去台湾所做的事工里面
when I go to Taiwan to do some missionary ministries,
我们重点是在工厂里面的员工。
Our ministry focus is on the laborers in the factories and the factory workers.
台湾大概有三分之一八百万是在工厂里面工作，从上到下。
Of 8 million people, one third of them work in the factories.
我没有统计数字，但是我知道在公司里在工厂里面的基督徒比例是非常非常低的。
But I don't have a statistic numbers, but I know that the among the factory workers.The number of Christians is very, very low.
你也可以说这一个工厂里面劳工几乎等于是未得之名了。
And you can also say that all this crowd, this core of factory workers are unreached by gospel.
很多人从来就没听过福音。
And many of them have never heard of gospel.
或者是模模糊糊的。
Or they are very unclear about.
知道有教会，但是就把教会看作一个庙一样。
And knowing that there are some churches, but they regard churches as temples.
所以，当我们这次去工厂里面做工的时候，我们要回来邀请弟兄姐妹一起参加。
So that's why this time when we go to the factory workers to spread the gospel, we invite them to come to our churches.
当然，我知道不可能说你就。全时间去，但是我们希望你可以也花短时间一起来参加。
But I know that you cannot do that full time, but at least you can do it within a permissible period of time.
我们现在要开始鼓励教会来认领一个工厂。
And right now we started encouraging churches to at least target one factory.
主要是台湾的教会，希望他们就在他们附近认领一个工厂。
Especially the churches in Taiwan, in their neighborhood, they should target at least one church.
我们希望可以借这事工把教会跟这个工厂的事工连接在一起。
And we hope that we can unite the church ministry to reach the workers in the factories.
这样的话呢，一个工厂，我们就希望能够把福音传进去。
As such, we can try to spread the gospel into the factory workers.
在这样的事工里面，我会鼓励弟兄们一起来参加。假使你有一段时间，一个月或者是两个月都可以。
And we also encourage every one of us to participate in such ministry, even though you have just 1 month of time.
因为我们带你去工厂，你就开始在里面来开始在工厂里面做工。
And we can, take you to the factories to see how they work.
做工不是说你要去工作，而是在工厂里面做福音的事工。
It doesn't mean that we want you to work as a worker in there. We just want you to spread the gospel there.
那也非常感谢神啊，因为神在台湾已经兴起了很多基督徒的老板还有经理。
And we also thank God that God has worked to bring up a group of managers and bosses and owners of the factory to be Christians.
那他们愿意。福音在工厂里面传开
，and they are they have absolutely no problem with gospel being spread out in their factories.
所以我们已经开始了，两个工厂已经开始在做。
We already started with two factories.
明年开始，我们还要再去打开更多的工厂。
Starting next year, we're going to open up more territories.
但是各位可以看到，这需要很多人。
But you can see that we need a lot of work.
Yeah, 因为这么多的台湾几千上万个工厂，所以需要很多人。
We have tens of thousands of factories in Taiwan. We need thousands of workers.
所以要这么多人，我们大概不容易找到够多的五千两跟两千两。
Given such a great number of people we need, we probably cannot find enough.People with five or two talents.
所以其实我们要呼召的是一千两银子。
But as a matter of fact, we seek only, we call on to people with only one talent.
这样子我们才有真正的就是说够多的工人出去收割。
And in this way, we probably are going, that's the only way that we can get enough workers to go out there to work in the fields.
所以当你没有办法出去的时候，你在这边也可以做。
But I encourage you to work here when it's impossible for you to go abroad.
但是请你们祷告，代祷。
Please, I urge you to pray for us.
代祷的事项其实很简单，就是求神不要把这个福音的门关掉。
And I just want to encourage you to pray that Lord is not going to close this door to this ministry.
不管是中国大陆、台湾、东南亚，其实这个福音的门都是神在最近才打开。
And no matter where you are, Taiwan, mainland China, southeastern countries, this door has been opened by our Lord.
中国大陆也许是二十年。
The doors to China has been opened in the past 20 years.
台湾严格来讲只有五年。
But for Taiwan, strictly speaking, it's only open for 5 years.
所以这个福音的门一打开，你传福音就很容易了。
When the door is open, it's a lot easier for you to spread the gospel.
所以神已经准备了。
Our Lord has paved the road.
已经做了。
Our Lord has achieved.
他要的只是我们更多人跟着他去做。
All he wants is more followers to follow him.
这样的话，庄稼就真的可以收割成。
In this way, the crops can be harvested.
本来我有一些那个 slide 就是说要跟大家分享，不过时间不太够了。
I already prepared some slides, but given the amount of time, I can't do that.
就是你们有兴趣的话，可以来跟我谈一下关于更仔细的我们所做的事工。
If you are interested, you can come to me. I'm going to share with you with more details.
好，我们就低头来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣基督。
Our dear Jesus Lord,
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
因为你来到这个世界上，你要收割庄稼。
Because you came into this world to harvest the ripe crops.
我们在座的每一个人，其实就是主你自己所收割的庄稼。
And Lord, the people who are sitting here are as a matter of fact, are the crops that you are harvesting.
感谢主，你也一直在收割。
And thank the Lord, you keep harvesting crops.
你不放掉任何一个成熟的庄稼。
Not letting one single ripe crop not to be harvested.
但是主，你要我们参加你的团队。
But Lord, you want us to join you in your ministry.
你要我们参加你的团队，以至于主你可以赏赐我们。
So that you have opportunity to reward us.
去享受跟你一样的快乐。
To enjoy the same joy in you.
愿主你自己兴起。
Lord, may you raise more people.
And 呼召。
And you call on more people.
更是恳求主你让福音的门一直开着。
Lord, we pray that you keep the doors of gospel open.
能够有大量的工人来收割。
So that we have a lot more laborers to harvest.
让你自己的名得到荣耀。
So that your name will be glorified.
让你的国早一日完全的实现。
So that your kingdom will be coming.
祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.